So we're speaking about Simchas HaChaim. And it's important to understand this term called Simchas HaChaim. And it's important to know what Simcha is and what Simcha is not. Like any sugya in Avodas Hashem, it needs an iyun, a delving into the sugya, to be oymen on what is the nakuda. What type of a simcha, what type of a chaim does Hashem Yisbarach want to gift us with? Simcha is not something which looks like the life of the party. Somebody who's loud, maybe laughing a lot, smiling a lot. The externals of simcha is not true Simcha Sachaim. And it's hard to know. It's very hard to know who are the people who are really living a life, a Chaim Shal Simcha. The Nakuda of Simcha is something which is deep, it's pnimi, it's something which is within, and there's various forms of Simcha. But just because we see somebody who seems to be happy a lot, who jokes around a lot, the truth is, it's really adaraba, the opposite is true. Many times it's those people who are always showing a smiling face, are always laughing, always trying to make a good joke, dancing really hard. It's those people who are struggling with Simcha. And then we'll explain this inyan a little bit, maybe this year, maybe a little bit later. But let's begin with two Divrei Chazal and to try to understand them. Chazal say that there are words in the Torah which imply Simcha. One of those words is V'haya, and it will be. And Chazal coined a phrase, Ein V'haya Ela Lashon Simcha. That the word V'haya always implies Simcha. Another term which implies Simcha, anywhere it can be found in the Torah, is the word Hine. Behold. There was a moment of understanding. V'hine. That Hine is a Lashon of Simcha. Why is Hine a Lashon Simcha? And secondly, we find a very puzzling remark by Hillel in the Gemara at the end of Masechet Sukkah, that Hillel said at the Simchas Beis HaShayeva, Im ani kan, hakol kan. If I'm here, then everything is here. And all of the Mefarshim are baffled by the statement of Hillel, who was known to be the greatest anav, an v'san kehillel, that he should make such a statement, Im ani kan, if I'm here, then everything is here. Sounds very, very gaivadik. So let's begin by explaining the following yesod, going all the way back to the beginning of creation, to Adam HaRishon. In Gan Eden, which is that special place which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for Adam, Adam was confronted with a nisayon called the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. And the episode of the Torah in Parshas Bereishis dealing with Adam and Chava focuses its attention to the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. However, almost like as a side point, the Torah makes reference to the Eitz HaChaim B'Seich HaGan, that it was a very important other Eitz in the Gan called the Eitz HaChaim. And immediately after Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to block off the Eitz HaChaim with what the Torah calls a lahat hacherev hamisapeches, a revolving spiritual sword, so that Adam should not partake from the Eitz HaChaim. And the Tzaddikim explain that not only should Adam HaRishon not have eaten from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, but he should have eaten from the Eitz HaChaim. Now what is the inyan of the Eitz HaChaim? It's many things. It's a very deep sugya, as you can well understand. But what we see from here is that there's something called Chaim and there's something called Tov. Like we find in the beginning of Parashas Re'eh, the Torah tells us, Re'eh nasati lechem, or maybe it's Parashas Nitzavim or Vayelech, nasati lifneichem es ha-chayim ves ha-tov ves ha-mavis ves ha-ra. I place before you chayim and tov, and ra and mavis, and Hashem says, uvacharta b'chayim, to choose life, to make a choice of chayim over tov. Now, what's the difference between Chaim and Tov? The difference is very fundamental. We go through life, living life, and there are moments of life of satisfaction, gratification. Those moments in life where we feel like we're enjoying an activity, or a simcha, or a geshmak shir black himara, or a delicious dish, that's called tov. It's a moment of goodness. It's a moment of appreciating something in life and enjoying that. But that's not life itself. That's called tov. Life itself is the secret of chaim. It's the current moment. It's those strolls between one place to the next, the car ride, which seems like an only, like halavai, we should get there already, which is not really a moment of life which we're ever going to remember or to ever to give any chashivas to. It was only just a way to get there. You're going on vacation, you have to fly somewhere, the pains of going through the airport, the sitting on the airplane. It's not Tov, but it's still a moment of Chaim. And that's really what Simchas HaChaim means. Simchas HaChaim doesn't mean enjoying the Tovs of life. If a person is only caught up in enjoying the Tovs of life, the Torah tells us from the beginning that there's an Eitz Hadas Tov Vira. That there's going to be good moments and there's not going to be good moments. And if a person is finding life in the moments of Tov, then he's also going to very much struggle in the moments of what he calls Ra. Not only that, not only will he have highs in the Tov and he'll have lows in the Ra, but when there's no Tov going on, those moments where nothing is going on is like Mavis. Boredom to many people is like a bad word. We hear that from children all the time. I'm bored, I'm bored. Boredom comes from a person having satisfaction in his life coming from Tov. That if good things are going on, then life is great. But if not, then I'm bored, it's like I'm dead. Not mamish dead, but look what happened. Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, and most kamos, he tasted the taste of death. If a person is lacking an appreciation of life itself, then he's lacking the fundamentals of life. Chaim has to be the main eitz. The staple of life is chaim. And if there are going to be moments of tov, then that's only a cherry on top and make things sweet. But that's not life. Chaim is Chaim. Like the Malbim teaches the word Simcha. You know, Chazal used the word Simcha very loosely. And we have many, over 100 Mamarim in Chazal, which talk about Simcha from this angle and this perspective. But the actual teach of the word Simcha in Torah, like we said last time we got together, that there are 10 Lashonas of Simcha, the Malbim learns that the word Simcha in Torah means a Simcha Tamidi, a constant Simcha. This is a very puzzling statement by the Malbim. Constant Simcha? Who in life has a constant Simcha? But the idea is that with the proper iyun in the sugya of Simcha, a proper depth of understanding, we can come to a place where there's a tmidius, there's a constant simcha. And of course, that simcha is not something which can be seen on the outside. It has nothing to do with what's going on out there, or what we're wearing, or what our facial expressions are, how we're moving. It's something which is within us. It's something which is pnimi, that there's a constant simcha called simcha sachaim. There's a phenomenon, I don't know if it's something of recent years, or it was hundreds or even thousands of years ago. There's an expression which is called living on the edge. There are people who are daredevils that they'll do very dangerous activities, and it's very satisfying for them and very fulfilling for them. Yet each and every time they live on the edge, they're putting their lives in danger. Why would a person do such a thing? Who invented that? Why did that become a thing? But the answer is that people who have no satisfaction out of life, that even the tovs of life, the good things in life, just don't do it for them anymore. What these people are searching for is a pleasure of life itself. To taste life, to taste what it means to be alive. And when you put your foot on the other side, you cross the line of life and it goes like almost to the other side. Maybe you may not survive this, and then you end up surviving and you take a deep breath and you're like, whew, I'm so happy to be alive right now. There's something so thrilling about that. You didn't do anything good. Nothing tastes, it's not a good taste in your mouth. You weren't kona anything. You're not going home with anything in your pockets that you didn't have before, but you tasted life. And the people who live on the edge will tell you that there's nothing more thrilling and exciting about that moment. Life itself is very gratifying. And when we speak about Simchas Achaim, we're talking about that. About the joy of being alive. Giving yourself a presence. Living in the moment. Like the mashal, take an animal for example. A person sees an animal and he says, what a boring life. But if you were to ask the animal, are you bored? He would say, no, I'm not bored. He's very content living the life that he knows. Walking around and eating. It's not a nebuch. He's content because he's living the life that an animal is supposed to lead. And he's better off than most people, because whereas people have opportunities of greater levels of chayim, if a person is only living in the tovs of life, the animal is better than him, because an animal is living a chayim. But many people, they forfeit a chayim for the tovs of life. But really, chayim comes first. Working on a simchas chayim and making that the ikar. Making that the primary, and then the tovs of life. And there are many tovs of life. Like we say on Rosh Chodesh, we ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu by the Rosh Chodesh benching, we say, give me a chayim shal toiva, a chayim shal bracha, a chayim shal simcha. We ask for these things. A chayim shal, a chayim shal, a chayim shal. But what about a chayim? First, there needs to be a chayim before we can have a chayim shal this and a chayim shal that. That's called simchas achayim. And there are many levels of simchas achayim, which we'll explore in Mitzvah Shem. But just a basic living in the present moment, taking a deep breath and saying, ah, it's good to be alive. And this is a form of simchas achayim, which is shayach to every single human being. And this is why it's the basics and we're beginning here. Because even a guy like a yid can experience some form of simchas achaim, of enjoy the pleasure of being alive, of being human. And if you're able to use your hands, and if you're able to use your feet, and to think, these are all things which enhance the life which you live, the life which you have. Like the Medrash Shmuel brings, he says, Ezehu Ashir Hasameach Bechelko. We'll speak about this more, Mitzvah Hashem. That Ashir, That word, ayin, shin, yud, resh, is Rashi Tevos, ayin, einayim, shin, shinayim, yud, yadayim, resh, raglayim. There's a simcha in that. Like you always hear from people who are older. They say, if you have health, you have everything. It's a statement of a bar das to say such a thing. But you only heard that from older people who have life experience and they know, and already their faculties are failing them and they're getting older and weaker, and they start to appreciate kreches hanefesh, what it means to be alive and to function at maximum capacity. Every single breath of life is something to appreciate. That's what we said before. Chazal say, v'hine is a lashon of simcha. What is the word hine? Hine means the present moment. To be hine means to be here right now. The here right now is what's called the simcha sachan that we're talking about. Not thinking that we need something else to make this moment worth living. There's a joy of living life. There's a simcha which Chaim itself has to offer. There's something about the breath of life, of breathing in and breathing out, and just capturing the moment, of being present in the moment, which is very fulfilling. And that's the beginning, the very beginning of the journey of Simchas HaChaim. David HaMelech says at the end of Tehillim, after a whole sefer of Shiros, Vesishbachos, and Halal, he says, Kol HaNeshama Tehalal Ka Haleluka. And Chazal say, Kol HaNeshama Tehalal Ka. Chazal say, Neshama is Al Kol Neshima UNeshima Tehalal Ka. That every single breath of life deserves a halal. And this is how David HaMelech concludes. David HaMelech concludes Sefer Tehillim by saying, after all the Shiras and Tishbachas, and after all the halals that David HaMelech sings to Hashem, he says that really, every single breath of life deserves a halal. And the next madrega up, after the conclusion of this Sefer Tehillim, is to recognize that every single breath deserves a halal. And David HaMelech says in Tehillim, a halal l'Hashem b'chayai. My halal to Hashem is my life itself. That's my halal to you. The breath of life, the present moment. And David HaMelech had a very high level of chayim, which we'll speak about in Mitzvah Hashem. But he appreciated the given moment which he lived in. A halal l'Hashem b'chayai. Al kol neshima neshima t'halal kol. This is the conclusion of Sefer Tehillim. And this is perhaps what Hillel said. Hillel HaZaken. At the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. What was the Simcha of the Beis HaShoeva? What were they dancing about in Simchas Beis HaShoeva? It was Sukkot time after Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, where a person he's happy to be alive after Rosh Hashanah, that he's ridden in the Sefer HaChaim. And he comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he dances for being alive. He dances for much more than that, but just the fact that he's alive, that he survived Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and there was a Salachti, and that he's here today. That's the beginning, at least. And that's what Hillel is saying. Hillel is saying, Im ani kan, if I'm here right now, in this moment, then hakol kan, then I have everything. Because there's something which is so satisfying and so real about the present moment. Of Im ani kan, if I'm here. If I'm here with this moment, if I'm in myself, if I'm appreciating this chayim which I have, there's a halel that this deserves. And that's perhaps why his name is Hillel, and he's the Baal Memra. Hillel is a lashon of Hallel. Imani Khan is a Hillel, is a Hallel. And this is the beginning, the very beginning of the Simchas HaChaim. Something very tamidistic, something pneumistic, but not to get caught up in the chitzonius of what the world tries to portray as being life's simchas. Hashem Yisbach should help us to connect on this very basic level to Simchas HaChaim, and to recenter and to focus ourselves, and to be present, present before Hashem, present within ourselves. And we should be zeichet to have Hatzlach in the beginning of the journey, and to live a life of always achieving more madrigas of Halu and Simchas HaChaim. Shkoyach, everybody, for joining.